Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. I'm going to welcome you out today and just tell you how grateful I am to have you on and joining us here today. Grateful for a wonderful show. You're going to love the show today. As a reminder, just check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out the blogs. Check out other podcasts that we've had, other episodes we've done. Lots of great wealth of knowledge. There's also great books and events and things like that. So check us out. Also remember, too, that, man, this is a great time of year to really recommit. This is the time of year, in the fall especially, where you've got that final push. This is where things start to liven up again. So, you know, make sure you take advantage of this time. This is the perfect time to prosper. And I'll tell you, this is it. In fact, one aspect I want to talk about today is one that I don't address often, which is health. What does our physical bodies, what does our health have to do with our wealth and creating more money? It has everything to do with it. Some people will say that health is your greatest wealth, and I'd have to agree that if you do not have your body in a place, if you're not taking care of your physical health, and I've watched this happen to friends of mine that have been millionaires who lost their physical health and then as a result lost all of their money. And we don't want to see that happen to you guys at all. And I'll tell you, there's some people I'll have, I mean, even clients, that they just forget to take care of their health. And it's something that does affect them. It does prevent them from increasing and hit a new level in their business. It prevents them from having greater confidence in their life that will actually lead to more money and lead to more ideas and being mentally awake. And so I want to talk about how this body really ties in with all of this. Now, many of you have heard me teach about doing an hour of power, like Tony Robbins talks about, or morning routine, or some sort of morning ritual where you're able to get up every morning. And we talk about getting up in the morning and exercising your body is one of the first things you do. I personally like to do this before I meditate, before I pray, before I do any studying. I want to make sure that I actually get up and exercise, get my blood pumping. So I'm going to talk about three components here. One is definitely exercise. Exercise has got to be a critical part of your day, something you do every day. Even if you have a physical labor type of job, I recommend you still do some sort of physical activity that gets you in better shape. You know, exercise is one of those things that it gets me moving. Like if I don't have exercise, if I don't have proper workout going in, I am mentally not there. I don't know about you guys, but this is where a lot of people tell me, oh, Chris, I just drag out of bed every morning. I do not like waking up and I got to get that morning cup of coffee in me and this and this and this. Man, I don't need a cup of coffee. You give me a little bit of exercise that pumps my blood and the coffee is irrelevant. Now, some people say they're too busy for it. Well, if you're too busy for it, you're too busy to make money. You're too busy to prosper. And what's that going to cost you? Do you really want to cost your freedom and your prosperity all because you don't want to get out and get your blood pumping? And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It could be a walk. It could be a run. It could be simply working out with weights. It could be calisthenics, just getting your body moving. It could be going up and down stairs. You know, it might be, you know, some people say, oh, I hurt my leg. Okay, great. Well, what about your upper body? Use that. Whatever it takes, use it. Use the tools you've been given and use it to the best of your abilities to get your blood pumping. That's got to happen. So make sure you make exercise a regular part of your routine. Do not make this something you just do for a few months in January or a few weeks. This is something you make as a regular part of your life. And do things that are enjoyable to you. Some people like to ride bikes. You know, some people like to do those spinning classes, you know, where you get on a stationary bike and you pedal like crazy. I think that's insane. I can't stand that stuff. But some people love it. Some people love yoga. Whatever it is, find something you're passionate about, something you love. Maybe it's a sport, whatever. Get out, exercise, get your body in the best possible shape it can be. because that is a tool to go out and serve people. It's a tool to provide value. And if that tool is not in tip-top shape, you are now taking value from the world. You're now losing opportunities to provide value, and dollars follow value. So good exercise is appropriate. The next one is a good amount of sleep. Sometimes the biggest amount of scarcity I've had to battle in my own life is not having sufficient sleep. You know, everybody's different. I'm not going to tell you how much. Obviously, the typical thing is recommended 7 to 8 hours. But I would bet that by this point in your life, you kind of know what's good sleep and what's not. Really focus on getting good sleep. Early to bed, early to rise. Doing the things that will enable you to be able to wake up refreshed. Doesn't mean you'll feel amazing in the morning. That's what the exercise is for, to wake you up, right? But at least to get you moving, to be able to get you to a place where you feel well-rested and your mind can be sharp. And then the last thing is a good, nutritious diet. You know, I made a mistake when I did an event once. You know, I put on an event and I said, hey, everybody, let's go out to lunch. And so we all went out to lunch together. And I said, hey, let's try this new restaurant. It was Five Guys Burgers and Fries. You may have that in your area, you may not. But Five Guys Burgers and Fries are the type of burgers that, you know, people salivate over. It's the kind of burgers that ooze oil out of the bag. The French fries the same way. And so we all ordered burgers and fries from this place. They were good. I tell you, they were great. But we all drug through the afternoon. I was the one presenting. I was having a hard time keeping my own energy levels up. And then everybody else was practically falling asleep on me. And so the whole event kind of ended up flopping towards the end of the day. And so nutrition is critical. Make sure you're eating right. You're eating fresh vegetables and fruits and eating the things that you know are good for you. Things that you know actually give you energy. You know, high carbohydrate type diets tend to drag you down a little bit. That's why Thanksgiving, we always want to crash because you have all these carbs, right? And I'm not going to tell you what to eat. I'm not a huge nutritional expert. But I will tell you from my experience is that as I eat better, fresher, and lighter foods, it helps me a ton have better energy. I tend to come out more abundant in the way I speak, the way I act, the way I interact with people, and that leads to more abundant results. And so if you're going to focus on anything this week, I mean, off all the things that I'll teach you, I want to teach you about this health aspect. Just make sure you're getting proper rest and getting proper sleep. Make sure you're eating the right foods. And then make sure you're getting out and exercising each morning. Don't wait till evening. Don't wait till the day is over. Do that first thing in the morning. If you just focus on those three key areas, and there's so many more you can do, but if you just focus on three areas, watch what will happen. See your progress after even just a month. See how you feel, how much more abundant you feel. If you feel like you struggle with scarcity, it could very well be because you're not physically taking care of yourself so that it then can help you control your thoughts mentally. Your body can influence your mind. And so if your body's not feeling abundant, your mind won't feel abundant. If you're feeling like you're dragging and that you're almost depressed in your body, you'll be depressed in your mind. And you'll realize that you won't be able to create as good value as you could normally. So take this time. I know this is a short episode, but I want you guys just to get to action, get to it. Like really focus on good rest, good nutrition, and then good exercise. Everybody, make it a great and prosperous week. Be sure to join us next week. Follow us, share us. And if you have questions, ask me. Email chris@moneyripples.com and say, hey, Chris, I would love to hear about your opinion on this, on, you know, the markets, on credit, on whatever it might be, whatever things you want to learn about, whether it deals with cash flow, about savings, or whatever. Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. So be sure to join us next week for more great episodes just for you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.